Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Ban the tush push. Another trial balloon for Roger Goodell from outgoing Packers team president Mark Murphy edition. The Goody is at the podium in Indianapolis as we speak.
Should be there.
He spoke to Wisconsin reporters.
Yeah, one of those
a little bit earlier.
One of those should be from Channel 3000. Wilde and Tausch, something, whatever you call yourself.
Edition. And the Evan Cohen scheduled to appear edition of Wilde and Tausch.
He should be there too.
On 94.5.
You're using your studio low voice today.
Thank you very much. It's kind of sexy, isn't it?
No. Please don't use that word again. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Twitter.
Okay.
We are not on Facebook.
Facebook?
No.
And YouTube.
What are we not on Facebook
two of them.
For? We're on Instagram, but we're not on Facebook. Isn't it the same company?
We are not on Instagram.
Why are we not on Instagram?
We are on Instagram, but Tony Cartagena,
but
who we know.
The password. Let's go.
That's not how it works.
It is how
it works.
We
tried that 5 years ago.
We really got to get that back. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay.
Why don't we just start a new one?
That's probably the
because
next step.
I would say
we've
at
had 5 years.
Tausch.
We don't have
no. Pratik is on the case. I will text
just go
him.
Go Wilde
and
Tausch. Get rid of the E and just go Wilde and Tausch.
Pablo's got a
or
guy
teach.
At Instagram. We can.
I'm sure he does.
Oh well, then let's get him going.
I don't know how many favors you're allowed to call in each year from the great people at Instagram.
Well, let's call in one more. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and so is the man in black. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. Not Johnny Cash, but Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Is that like a lightweight hoodie you got there?
The man in black.
You're in all black?
No, but I have the ESPN Madison logo and a Wisconsin football logo.
What color is your hat?
Black with white
and
red
trim. What color is your shirt?
I don't know.
That is a black shirt.
Okay, but if you're going to say the guy in black, it's all black. It can't be like bing, bing, bing. It's got to be all black.
It's just because there's logos. Never mind. How are you today?
If Johnny Cash had put red logos on his clothes, he would have been
made
the
some
man
extra
in black.
Cash.
He'd have been the logo dude. I'm doing good, Jason. I'm doing really good.
Really?
Getting back on the horse, going to the Badger game tonight. I am all in on this team.
Oh, no.
I'm all in on this championship squad.
No.
I'm not going to let a bad performance in the second half, where we let our foot off the gas a little bit, deter my championship medal for this squad.
Okay.
So I'm in. I'm all in.
It's an 8 o'clock tip today.
A little later than I want. Yeah, not a big fan of that, but winding down with the time to actually watch these guys, so I don't think I'm going to get to another one, so this is it for me till the Final Four.
So we did not, because okay. of all the... Unbelievable. Because of all the other stuff that was we discussed yesterday, including the signature sauce of the state of Wisconsin and all the other stuff, we never really got to this.
You sitting here telling us your life story and life plan with all your new ventures?
Yeah, not today. Not today. You made the statement you made, and then the Wisconsin men's basketball team went out and immediately went down to defeat.
Saw that.
Difficult fashion.
A pretty tough loss. I agree
with that. Blew a 17-point lead.
Yeah.
Do you harbor any responsibility whatsoever?
Not even a little bit. No.
For putting the whammy on?
Not even a little bit?
Not even a smidge. No, it happens. These things happen.
Even after last year, when you said they're a Final Four team, they proceeded to lose like 10 out of 14 down the stretch.
I told you last year, I saw cracks. The AJ Store storyline that I saw and kind of heard rumblings that there was stuff. And if you notice, I wasn't saying that stuff end of February. Don't check the tape because it might not be great for me. Early February, they were doing. I don't see the swoon coming. Let's just put it that way. I think this team is different. But we lose to Washington tonight, who's not a very good team. I'll come in tomorrow and say maybe old T jinxed them a little bit. But as we sit here today, not even a little
okay.
bit. Okay.
All right. And your confidence has not been shaken at all.
Not even a smidge.
Just a mulligan.
Guys, college athletics is hard.
I've heard that.
Professional athletics, difficult. You have bumps in the road. You weather it. And then you move on. And that's what this team will do tonight. I'm not going to say I would bet, because I'm not going to say that. But I would venture big boy win tonight. Big boy win tonight.
All right.
It does help. Washington's not very good.
That's what I literally just said. Yes.
Brian Gutekunst is at the podium in Indianapolis as we speak.
What's the one question you would have asked before? Because we're going to get a bunch of Goody audio. I know Josh and the boys are going to be smashing that together.
Yeah, we've got a new group chat.
What is the one question? I'm going to be Goody. Let me be Goody because I love Goody now.
Okay.
Jason, you made the trip to Indy. You just scarfed down a gallon of scrimps with some of that good hot sauce.
Ugh, no thanks.
You woke up a little bloated. You meandered your way over to the RCA Dome, and now you're sitting there.
The RCA Dome.
What?
Very gassy, ready to ask Goody a question. Go ahead.
Goody, what would
nice
you
to
say?
Nice to see you actually show up somewhere, Jason. I didn't know you went on the road. It must be that new gig that you got. I'm going to be a little more confrontational, Goody, than maybe Goody is. So glad that you can make it.
Yeah,
after
great to be.
After all those shrimp you ate last night, yeah. I saw you up at that steakhouse wolfing down them scrimps.
Great. Why do you keep calling them scrimps, Goody?
Because that's what I call them.
Didn't call them that yesterday.
I did today.
Goody, great to be here. Thanks for acknowledging my presence. First of all, before we get into any football, what would you say is the signature condiment or item from Wisconsin when it comes to food?
I think secret sauce. The secret sauce. I used to go to County Stadium with my family, go down there. Most of the games would get rained out, and I'd have to drive back to La Crosse and be miserable. But when they did have a game, secret sauce.
Okay. Where do you think you are in terms of the wide receiver position, and do you believe that Davante Adams makes sense for this team where it stands right now?
Well, I appreciate that question, Jason. Davante obviously was a great player here. He's still under contract with the New York Jets, so I can't speak on other players. But what I will say is we came into this season with really high hopes of what this group would do, that they would grow. And I think this last year showed that we are not there yet. I don't know. We are going to constantly look to improve this lineup, to improve this group. The drop rate was way too high with this group. We are going to push these guys to improve, but we're not going to just trust. I'm an old Ronald Reagan guy. I want verification. I didn't get it this year. I am going to be ultra aggressive in making that room more competitive and better through every avenue that is at my disposal. That's what I'm going to do, Jason.
Okay, so now here is the actual answer that Goody just gave, because Wes Hodkowitz from Packers.com, who is not in Indianapolis, and Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com, who is also not in Indianapolis, are tweeting live these quotes. Here's Goody, and we'll hear it ourselves coming up, but here's what Wes posted. Gutekunst on wide receivers. Obviously, Christian is going to miss some time. We'll see where that goes, he says of the wide receiver position. That's going to create opportunities for guys on the roster that I'm excited for. We have a long way to go with free agency and the draft. Once again, as I've said many times, Goody says a lot of words. He doesn't necessarily give us a lot to go on. Hansel and Gretel would say that there are very few breadcrumbs that actually get dropped.
Yeah. Right. It's not really the words. There's occasionally you can decipher through some of it.
Sure.
He's going to add, he's adding talent into that room. Like, he is not going to, I can assure, I feel so confident that it is not going to just be hope Dobbs is going to be the guy. Hope that Jaden Reed, you are going to hope that that happens, but that is not what you are going to bank on. This isn't dice rolling with Goody. This is, I want to stack decks. I want to give myself multiple different fronts to win. And at the receiver spot, we are not going to just run it back and hope. Because that drop rate and what we saw last year was not good enough. And if these guys aren't pushed and to grow and to do everything that we hope, you need to have some other guys there in case of emergency, or just to bring the room's level up, because the level wasn't good enough last year. It wasn't consistent, and they didn't have that guy that could alleviate some of that pressure. The pressure kept mounting, and unfortunately, they never were able to handle that in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start getting a little dropsy, that gets contagious too.
We will have some of the audio from Goody at the podium. He also spoke to Wisconsin reporters a little bit earlier in the day. We'll see what he had to say there. He is currently talking about the defensive line and Lucas Van Ness. We'll hear from him on those things, because those things are very interesting to me as well. We'll see what he divulges, if anything. He did confirm that the Green Bay Packers were the team, as reported, who pushed or brought the proposal to the NFL that the tush push be banned. I want to get into that.
Yep.
And how Mark Murphy is the trial balloon guy for the commish. And I'm curious if Ed Policy will take on that role as well. But here's the thing. Don't rely on trial balloons when it comes to your creaky, leaky, squeaky, drafty windows. Make the move to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Indeed, that is what you should do. And it's been a while since we won a championship up in Green Bay. It was 15 years? Mm. We better get one in the next six, or there's going to be a lot of disappointed folks, especially up at 1265. You can accomplish a lot in 6 years. Go from changing diapers to dropping off your kid. You get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And it can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new windows at 0% interest. Right now, Pella Windows is getting this deal, and Gina doesn't text a lot. When she does, whoop, take notice. 0% interest, 72 months / 6 years, however you want to frame it. It is unbelievable. And you, as always, get a 10-year labor warranty included with your windows and doors, so they're secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends March 8th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We'll talk tush push next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
NFL Scouting Combine is in full swing in Indianapolis. I see Giants general manager Joe Shane is addressing reporters now, where he says that...
See what great players he's going to get rid of this offseason.
He's... I don't know if he's got any left to get let walk out the door. But he did say that even if they draft a quarterback to the Giants, he wants a veteran in the room to show him the ropes, the Tauscher plan, no frosh play.
Rodgers.
Till Thanksgiving Day.
Rodgers going to the G-Man.
Or maybe Matthew Stafford.
Dude, why on earth would Matthew Stafford go to the Giants?
I don't know. I'm not saying.
And he won't.
He was asked about Matthew Stafford and punted on that question.
Listen, man, I'm not in the business of calling for people's jobs. What I am in the business of is analyzing and saying how you've done.
Sure.
How on earth does that guy still have a job?
Yeah, it's a fair criticism.
They have taken that team and run it into the ground and then decided that wasn't deep enough. They needed to go into the ocean.
Like, put down the shovel.
They have been so bad. And I thought this last year. It's like, I kind of understood, all right, Saquon, you paid Jones. You didn't want to. You were forced to because you weren't proactive. Worst place to be is in that limbo. They were limboing, and that pole smacked him in the face on the limbo. Okay? And then you compound that by instead of reset, you let Saquon go. All right. But the Xavier McKinney one is completely there is no justification. That is something that I think if you're an owner of the team, you look at and say, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah, that's fair. Very fair.
And you're going to let that guy continue to evaluate your roster? Hey, kudos to you. I'm all right with it. If that happens in Green Bay, brutal. Brutal.
We'll hear more from Brian Gutekunst coming up, but he did confirm that the Packers were the team that put forth the proposal to ban the tush push. It will then be discussed for the competition committee at the NFL meetings next month. Tausch, are you pro or con on the tush push? And how do you feel about the Packers being the team that brings this issue to the forefront?
I don't have a problem with it. I think if you feel strongly about something, what I don't understand about this, the NFL is always looking for player safety and entertain me. Those are your two things. This does neither. Is anybody entertained? Jesse, are you entertained? Jason, are you entertained when it becomes fourth and, 3 feet? You're going to tush push? Are you entertained by that?
I kind of am, actually.
All right, Jesse, shut your mic off. Jason, are you entertained by that?
No, Tausch, not at all.
So what I don't get about it, I am not one of these, oh, well, just figure it out. They have done, and I remember this moment very vividly, a young, scrappy number 65 gets put in against the
Lane
Buffalo
Johnson.
Bills.
Lane Taylor?
In Buffalo in the year 2000.
Oh, okay.
And I am on field goal protection. I'm playing right guard, which is right next to the center. And the Buffalo Bills put Ted Washington and I can't remember the other, Sam Adams, who were at that time, they were a couple biscuits, if anything, short of 400 each. And then they had linebacker behind pushing both of them. And old T, a young player, I got barrel rolled. That wasn't fun. A year or two later, they decided to get rid of that play because it was dangerous. And it is literally the exact same thing as the tush push, but the other way. We have seen this now in the field goal. You remember when we used to have field goals kicked from the 2-yard line?
And extra it was points. Extra this is points. Exactly right. Automatic, so they moved it
because
it was
automatic.
It wasn't
entertaining. It was too much. The success rate on tush pushes, not Phillies, in general, 87%. Very high percentage of success.
It's a lot, yeah.
And you can't really judge the marking of the football. Like it's... And you saw what the disaster that happened in the NFC Championship, where they were going to award points because the Washington football squad is like, well, what the hell with it? We're just going to jump off sides, and
right.
It's no big deal.
Right.
So you could alleviate a problem here. Nobody's saying you can't quarterback sneak. We're all on board.
Right.
Go ahead.
the tush push needs to go because of all of the things I just mentioned. And this isn't because Green Bay is not necessarily great at it. Tucker Kraft has been very successful doing that little motion. The fact that people don't see that coming is still amazing to me, but it's time. We've seen it. It's been utilized. It's not entertaining. It's dangerous for players. It's not a player safety thing. And the most important thing is it's not entertaining. So why they're going to die on this hill, I have no problem with what Green Bay is doing. They should look at it, and it should be banned. You can do quarterback sneaks, but if in a league that wants more and more entertaining and fantasy football and all of that stuff, it is time. This thing should be done.
So, first of all, I made the same point, so great minds think alike, about the extra point. One of the reasons was because it was so automatic, it wasn't entertaining. They wanted to make it more fraught with possible mistakes, so they moved it, and now it's 33 yards. I also think it's important. I went back because Tucker Kraft ran the tight end sneak five times.
I was going to say six times, but okay.
Twice against Philly in the playoff game.
That was a fun one.
He was 5 for 5 in converting.
5 for fighting.
However, that was a good band. Yeah. However, those plays, no one is pushing him after he receives the snap. One of the people behind him is Jordan Love, who I don't think you want him pushing his way into the scrum.
I just love how everybody, once the news leaked that Green Bay was the one that did it, they put the one Jordan Love against the Falcons when he looked like a fawn and his legs like collapsed and he fell over the right guard without the ball. And they're like, no wonder y'all want it banned. Yeah, there is an advantage, but Jalen Hurts and the guys that are really good at it, they still have a big advantage. They're running, they're better runners of the football, and their quarterback sneak game would be better. So you can still do this. The other thing that I don't understand about this, why put Saquon in there? Why not bring Jalen Carter in to push?
To do the shoving?
Get some more beef. The old Wendy's campaign of more beef or whatever that thing was.
Where's
back in
the beef?
80s.
Yeah. Oh, free advertising for Wendy's, well, by the way, right there.
They got Frosties. They have Frosties. Frosties are pretty good.
Yes. They do have Frosties. Thank you, Jesse.
Kick save it a beauty, Jess.
So why not bring in, if you're going to continue to allow this, I think you go, remember when Wisconsin used to run the barge? It'd bring like 10 linemen in. Load up. Every player should be a lineman. Wide outs everything and just corral them back and just go to work. And that might be the impetus to shut this thing down.
So, again, I think it's important, though, because I'm seeing some of it in the YouTube comments already. The Tucker Kraft tight end sneak, while the center and the guards do the same thing that the Eagles centers and guards do of getting low on those defensive linemen, there's nobody pushing Tucker Kraft. There's no push to the Kraft conversion or whatever you want to call it. Now, after he picked up the first down on one of those runs against the Eagles, then they kept pushing him and it turned into an 8-yard gain. But overall, there's no pushing. So no one is saying, as you just said, no one is saying you can't run that
quarterback
play.
Quarterback sneaks are going to always be up. They
right.
need to be a part of it.
Goes back to Bart Starr in the Ice Bowl. So no one's saying you're banning the quarterback sneak. But the idea of big dudes pushing the guy from behind to get the first down is a problem. Now, Goody did not go further into what their proposal said. I don't know. You're the one who's played on the offensive line. You certainly have friends or opponents who've played on the defensive line. You have any problem with, low man wins? Do you have any problem with the way that it is blocked with those guys getting low on the guys
in front
of
them? Well, first off, they call offside. Sometimes they don't. The officials already have a tough job.
Yep.
It's an impossible play to officiate. You're going to continue to see defensive players, especially down by the goal line, do what Washington did. And it would be a crime from an NFL standpoint if you start handing touchdowns out.
Yeah, that was bad.
So that should have been the wake-up call. Usually the impetus for change is playoff games. This, everybody that fights against that, just play that audio of the ref saying, if you do it again, it's going to be an auto touchdown. How's that going to go?
That's
who are you
look.
Giving the tutter to? And you got gambling and all the other stuff. So this should be the catalyst for, yeah, we probably need to get rid of that. And from Green Bay's standpoint, if they are not going to, and I don't think they will for another year, and I think it's going to turn into a complete you-know-what show.
Uh-huh.
I want to see Kenny Clark back there. I want to see Tanuda back there. I want to see bring in the beef and let's go to work. And you have to start thinking now from Green Bay's. I would start working. I don't think you want Jordan Love to take those hits.
No.
Get a thick Tim Tebow-like quarterback. The play's incredibly important.
It's Tucker Kraft. He played quarterback in nine-man football in South Dakota.
Okay. Tucker Kraft, and then you bring in some beef behind him, and it's boom, boom, boom. And eventually, I don't know. Watching the Chiefs-Bills game, it was a great game. It was entertaining.
Uh-huh.
Every blank and third, and then it was jumping the gun, and it just was not. Like, I don't think for a really good game that was, I thought that, I'm not going to say it marred it, but it didn't enhance my viewing. It didn't enhance the whole process of the game. So, just like, was it Marie and Antoinette? Off with the tush, push. That's what I would say.
One last thing on this, and we'll ask.
Who said off with their heads? Was that Marie and Antoinette?
Wasn't that the queen in Alice in Wonderland?
I'm asking who said it. I don't know. That's why I asked.
Well, first of all.
Off with their heads!
First of all, I thought Marie Antoinette was Let Them Eat Cake.
But I think she was part of both. Like, you don't have to just be a one-trick pony when
it's
it comes
to the queen of hearts in Alice in Wonderland.
Nailed it.
Nice. Off with their heads.
Sharp with those trivia skills back here from last night.
Yeah, apparently not. Marie Antoinette did say, though, let them eat cake. So she did not say let them eat cake and have it too or whatever it might be. Last thing on this.
What does that have to do with off with their heads? But
you said, all right,
no,
if you'd like me to recap.
Four-word phrase.
You said Marie Antoinette said.
I said did she. I didn't say she did. I was asking. I was looking for confirmation.
Right. Well, we gave you correction instead. Is it embarrassing? Neil asked this question in the YouTube comments, and I think it's a good one. In any way, are you embarrassed that the Packers were the team
not at all.
To put this forth?
I saw that out on social media yesterday. I saw some former players talking about it. It's not. It's not.
Because?
Because you're soft and all this other stuff. And then
that is what they're saying.
You see the fawn. Jordan, you know, fawning. I understand why people say that, but I think the Packers are the trial balloon for this whole thing.
That is what Mark Murphy does.
This play, I know they're trying to tell you nobody gets hurt with it, and it is a complete mess down there. And the fact that you can't officiate it, and if nothing else, it's not entertaining. Jesse finds it entertaining, but I'm not even going to get into why. That could be a whole psychological deal. It's not entertaining. It's very predictable. It doesn't enhance your viewing. It's not pro player safety. And it's going to embarrass your league. It's going to. Because why on earth, if I'm the Bears and I'm playing the Packers and Tucker Kraft is down there on a 3-inch line, I'm jumping the snap count every blank in time.
Right?
And it could be, it's like playing ping pong. You have to set a tone at the end of a game. You can't just say you can't lose on a bad serve. You could sit there for an hour and a half, a guy just keeps rattling the ball off the back wall, hoping he catches the back end of the table. Nothing fun about that. You have to put some parameters in place to finish the game.
Yep. We will ask Kevin
Cohen. Services. If you've been putting off your bath or shower remodel, you don't want no tush push. Now is the time to turn to Kohler Services. Family owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life in this month only. Zero interest and zero financing on your Lugstone shower remodel. And you get a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation. Well, that is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Did we get some sort of notification from the Gilligan's Island people that you could no longer sing a free shower door, a free shower door?
I don't know. I haven't heard if we've gotten anything.
Well, nobody why didn't you sing it then?
Yeah,
because
that's
usually one of the highlights.
I'm
of,
not,
the Kohler
you
services.
You have to dodge and weave a little bit. It can't just be the same old tricks, man. You got to have some new tricks.
Well, what was the new trick in that?
You just said it very...
Very what?
Boringly.
Correctly.
Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Welcome to the 2025 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The NFL Draft is now underway.
Live from historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
With the first pick.
Thursday, April 24th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't get out.
You hear him every weekday, or watch him if you're watching television, but you hear him across ESPN Wisconsin on Unsportsmanlike with Chris Canty and Mishmel Smallman, and he joins us every week. It is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, as a former quarterback, were you ever part of a tush push back in the day?
I'm glad you phrased it that way. Obviously, that is important to note. No, not to my knowledge. I think I was pushed down by a tush of a defender, maybe just holding the ball. But no, not the formal version of a tush push.
So, Evco, what I don't understand about this, and I'm curious. I heard Canty's take, and I think it was very smart this morning. But why, if you're going to do this, what I have not figured out yet is why not go all in and bring in offensive linemen or defensive linemen, like the Eagles. Why not bring Jalen Carter in to be the pusher instead of Saquon?
I've been saying that for a year. I don't understand.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, right?
Right. I'll give you another one that's like that, not apples to apples. Can you explain to me?
Great game, by the way. Apples to apples.
Well, can you explain to me on a kneel down why, when you have somebody behind the quarterback, is it a wide receiver instead of a defender? Because if, God forbid, there's a fumble
speed,
and the other team recovers, speed, it should be somebody that knows how to tackle. Eh. Well, okay, but dude, a safety is not fast and can tackle?
Your wide out should be your fastest guy. Your point's taken.
It's a good point.
It's an okay point. It's not his best, but it's a good point.
No, it's an important point.
Think about it this way.
Okay.
Jordan Love is taking a knee. More likely than not, it's like Romeo Doubs behind him. Why is it Xavier McKinney not behind him, who's fast and can tackle?
I would put your fastest, best tackler. I think you could look at that and say...
Well,
like,
that usually is a defender, Tausch, and not a wide receiver.
I agree. I'm not arguing with you. I think it's something I hadn't really thought about, and I think it's probably something that people should look into. Okay?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, you just don't... Is it fair to say that you don't particularly enjoy when Evan comes on and makes good points?
No, I actually love it. It's nice when somebody on this air will come back and bring something that's interesting and good. That's why I love these appearances with Evco. Evan, I heard you late with Jim Harbaugh. I would have thought Jim Harbaugh, of all the coaches, he would be the last coach that I would think would be late to his scheduled time on Unsportsmanlike. Would you have thought that, or is there a coach, a different active NFL coach that you would think would be late to his appointment?
I think that's a great topic in general. So basically, for those who did not hear, and you can go back on our podcast and listen, for the Unsportsmanlike podcast, Jim Harbaugh, I promoted he was joining us at 8:15 your time. In fact, I emailed last night a teammate of ours at ESPN Milwaukee, who's a huge Michigan man, and I said, hey, FYI, your coach or your ex-coach is going to join us at 8:15. I want to give you the heads up. Okay, so I'm promoting 8:15. I think he joined us at about 9:26 or 8:26, excuse me, your time. And they did give us a heads up on that, but I agree with you.
It was 8:32.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
well,
clock integrity. That's always your thing. Oh. That's your thing, clock integrity.
Yep.
Let's do it this way, Tausch. If I told you an NFL head coach would be late for an interview, the most likely NFL head coach to be late for an interview would be?
The
dude
question.
For the Dolphins. McDaniels.
Mike McDaniel?
Yep. That's
no,
who I would
McDaniels.
Guess.
Not McDaniels. No way.
Whatever. Yeah, that's who I'd guess. McDaniels.
Well, not whatever, Tauschers.
No, you Tauschers. Can pluralize me. That's fine. I'm all right with that.
You can pluralize
Mike McDaniel
me.
Is my answer.
Touch? I mean, Jason, excuse me?
Wildies?
Jason, I mean, you would know. You give a heads up for an interview that you have and let everybody know. I mean, come on, Jason. You know this stuff.
I don't know who it would be, Evan. Oh, why don't you tell us who it would be?
Dynamite Drop.
I don't know. How would I know the answer? I'm asking you. Well, okay, Jason, was there ever a player?
I would have said the old coach for the Chicago Bears because, you know, he time management
Eberflus?
Stuff. Yeah, Eberflus. That would have been another good one, but he's gone.
I forgot his name.
Well, he's gone.
Jason, was there ever a player or coach for the Packers that you would schedule a time to meet with that would always be late?
I have never had that happen to me. But Matt LaFleur is frequently late for his press conferences with us, and so was Mike McCarthy. But, again, to be on a radio show is completely
different. That surprised me. That surprises me.
Well, they're all on Lombardi time.
Well, obviously not.
I'm sorry for Eric Davidson that the coach of the Chargers was not.
Very, very, very frustrating.
Revealing my sources, Jason. Come on.
Well, we love Eric, so I thought I'd give him a shout out on the show. I know he listens religiously.
So
wait a minute. I'm confused because we started, and then you guys started doing your vaudeville act here. So you are pro or con on the tush push when comes to shove?
Well done.
Thank you.
I believe it should be allowed because I don't understand how we're going to pinpoint because one team is successful at one thing that it should be outlawed. Because those who say, well, it's a boring play. I was thoroughly entertained with what happened with the Commanders in the playoffs. I thought that was actually funny. And if we're going to say, well, it's too easy for them, well, percentage-wise, the Eagles convert 88% of the tush pushes. By that logic, we should eliminate the extra point, which is converted 96% of the time for all teams. And if we're going to go even further, if you want to take away plays that work too easily for a team, well, then I promise you, you can find a play for the Kansas City Chiefs that works too easily, and then you could ban that.
Slippery slope. I would agree.
Jason, this is the other thing that I'm curious your thoughts on, because Tausch, like Canty, former players, they look at it differently, right? If we're going to say it's too easy, it's boring, it's injury-prone, how many other plays fall into those categories during the course of an NFL game that we then could say, well, ban those?
Come on. You know what? No, that is just
no,
so...
Not.
No,
is it's kickoff, dumb. Is a kickoff exciting? Is a kickoff exciting?
No.
Okay,
and they've tinkered with it. They've tinkered with it, and at some point they're trying to get rid of it. They're trying to. Here's the thing. Is that play entertaining? You like it. You and Jesse are the same sports fan. You guys like it. The fact that you ran in that AFC Championship game, Buffalo ran it like 10 times. 10 out of 70 plays were tush pushes. Yeah, great stuff.
So?
Now, they didn't get all of them, everything else. So, two things. Picture this. They're down there against Washington in the fourth quarter, Philly. And the refs say out loud on their microphone, if you do it again, we're awarding you a touchdown. Is the juice going to be worth the squeeze, the embarrassment? And then also, who are you giving that touchdown to? Because now we're taking parlays, baby. We're taking gambling money, and you're just going to hand a touchdown out to somebody? There's millions of dollars on the line, and because you want to say, get rid of this play, you can't officiate it. You don't. People are offsides. People are jumping. You can't officiate the play. You can't mark it properly because it's a pile of humanity. Go back to you can still – the Eagles will still be successful quarterback sneaking with Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
They will. And if you want, you can say you're not allowed to have more than one guy in each gap of the linebacker pushing because they banned that on field goal protection. They didn't let tush push. Thank God. My career would have been shorter if they had. So they got rid of it on the defensive side of the ball, which I heard Canty talking about. It's predictable. Is the juice worth the squeeze of the embarrassment and the gambling component to this and the entertainment value? Is it worth it to keep this one play? The answer is resoundingly no.
All right, so if we're going to look at one play that is unbelievably successful for one team, Did you complain when Aaron Rodgers would trigger everyone to jump off sides with a hard count that was pretty much only successful for that one player on your team? Did you think that was wrong? Because guys could get hurt that way.
How are guys getting
hurt? Guys could absolutely get hurt. Then.
How?
What do you mean how? Some guys are ready. Some guys are not ready. You're not ready. A guy pummels you through the line of scrimmage. All of a sudden, you're on the ground.
Hey, Evan, you know who's most likely to get hurt on that? Is the quarterback.
That's okay, so then we should ban it because it's,
well,
I mean,
if you've noticed,
I didn't hear you complaining about that.
If you've noticed, they have started blowing the whistle on that. They have shut that down to a large extent.
Okay, they have. But when it was most successful, Aaron Rodgers is the single best quarterback at the hard count, maybe in the history.
Yes, I would agree.
You're right.
Sport. Totally agree with that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he individually, like the Eagles, did it better than everyone else, and did it so well that he won a Super Bowl and had an insane amount of success. You, as his teammate, did you complain?
No. Nope.
All right. So here's the argument that I have, though, Evan, and
that
I'd like
good,
you to
right?
shoot
Jason,
this.
Jason, I think I pummeled him on that one.
You didn't pummel me on anything.
We'll get the official scoreboard. Where's Matt LaPay on this? Let's get the answers from LaPay.
I thought it was Josh DiMaggio's job to score these bouts.
Depends on which text thread you're on here.
So here's the argument that I have, and shoot this down if you must. The simple part of this is you just shouldn't be able to shove the guy from behind. You could still block it the way you do.
Yep.
You still do all
sneaks.
The other parts.
Yep.
The Packers motion Tucker Kraft under center. And then he gets the snap, and he's a big, burly tight end, and they do the same blocking that the Eagles do of going low on the guys in front of him, and he dives forward, and he was 5 for 5 without anyone pushing him as he crossed the line of scrimmage. Is that not just the easy fix here? Then the Eagles can still run it, and you could just say, look, you cannot aid the ball carrier by shoving him, which used to be the rule before they stopped
it. That's easy solution. Totally agree.
Wait, so Jason, this is where I'm confused personally on this. Canty read a rule this morning on our show that would indicate what you're suggesting is already deemed illegal. To which I responded, well, wait a minute. Why are they allowing then, in this scenario, why are they allowing an illegal play for the better part of the last 2 years? Because we talk a lot about closing loopholes. I'll give you an example.
East Coast bias. I think this is East Coast bias.
How is that East Coast bias?
Philly's
what?
Good at it, and they like to see big city.
Could you just let him finish?
He asked a rhetorical question that I answered.
No, okay, but here's the difference. If that is true with the rules, again, we talk about closing loopholes a lot in the NFL and the rules and things like that. In 2014, the Patriots played a game against the Ravens in the playoffs. Canty was on the Ravens during this game. It is arguably my favorite Patriots game I've ever watched. They were down 14 twice in the game in the second half and actually won. And in that game, as you remember, they lined up their tight end as the tackle and the tackle as the tight end and made the tackle in this case, which was really the tight end, eligible. It's something they saw Lane Kiffin do at Alabama under Nick Saban earlier in the season. That was completely legal. But it was a loophole that New England found that they then closed after the season because they did not have a rule on that. Jason, the rule that you are suggesting to be enacted, per Canty, already exists, which then I understand this whole thing less.
Right. I've seen conflicting reports of whether that rule is still technically on the books or not, but it was on the books for a very long time. I did an event yesterday with Corey Lindsley and our teammate Brian Bulaga for a charity up here, and they both brought up how when they were, and those guys aren't old guys themselves, it was always you can't aid the ball carrier as an offensive lineman. They were always taught that. And so the argument that I read in multiple places yesterday was the NFL said it's too hard to officiate. Well, you made the hip drop tackle illegal, and that's hard to officiate.
Well, they don't call it.
And a lot of times they don't call it.
Fine them.
And then they fine them after the fact. This one, it is very easy to see him being pushed from behind. Is it the umpire that's back there or whoever is behind the play can clearly see Jalen Hurts is being pushed in the brotherly shove. So that should be very easy to officiate.
So, guys, you have the pulse of this. I do not. Are Packers fans today happy their team is the one bringing this up, or are they embarrassed that their team is the one bringing this up?
We're taking calls next on that. What's the number, Jason?
Oh, really?
844.
Oh, it's Tuesday, though. Interesting.
That is interesting.
It's an inside content call joke right there. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776.
Content calls. No offense.
I said no offense.
We know Jesse's too busy to join him, but that's a whole other story. No offense.
Tausch, anything to add?
I think that was a knockoff.
Yeah,
I think that was a walk-off. I think I'm good. I don't have anything else.
Okay, Evan, I guess we're done. Thanks.
All right, guys. See ya.
Really stuck the landing there.
That's pretty good.
Tausch wants to get to calls. Are you embarrassed, or do you agree with the Packers that they brought this proposal to the league?
I was surprised as many people have said they're embarrassed. I think it's because they think we soft. That's what I think.
Okay. Tausch wants calls. So when Tausch asks for calls,
let's see if we get some.
We ask you
to
dial it up.
I'll be curious if people are intrigued by this because it has.
We've spent a lot of time on it, and we're going to get some calls that say move on
okay,
as well,
maybe.
I'm guessing.
All right.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. I know that our crack team of producers have put together a number of the clips from Goody at the podium at the NFL Scouting Combine, so we're going to get to those as well. But I'm with Tausch. I am very curious if there is an embarrassment here.
I just think that whole way the NFC Championship game unfolded had to have been a huge red flag for the league to sit here and say, well, we can't, after four offsides, people jump in snap counts, I can't get up here and have my ref say, award this touchdown to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're doing a parlay or you're doing something and you have Saquon or you, and they're going to say, well, tough luck. We're just giving it to him. It ain't going to end well. And there will be a lot of issues in play. And the league, if you want to be proactive, I'd get out in front of this. Okay?
Okay, Pumpkin. 844-770-3776. The phone lines are going to light up for this because of old T. 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
They're really good at identifying talent. They're really good at developing talent.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
This is one of the best organizations in Major League Baseball.
100.5 ESPN.
What I want. 4-7-7-0-37-76. Are
nobody's calling, right? It's a terrible idea by old T.
I'm asking
Jesse. I'm not saying you. Yeah. Jesse was giving me a look like, that was the look I got.
You seem a little aggressive today.
I don't want you guys. I've noticed something about you two. And I know you guys are tagging up on me, and I have no problem.
No, we're not.
Just hold up. Let me finish. I don't want any more projecting of how I'm feeling by y'all. Now, if somebody puts up something like Tausch is a little hostile today on the talk and text line, you can say it. But when you guys project to me, then you sour me. You don't want sour tea.
No.
You want ambitious,
positive, sweet tea.
Ideas
sweet tea.
When you get sour tea, it's when you start telling me how sour I am.
All I said was you seem a little aggressive.
But
today.
I'm not. I'm just being.
I have passion.
I love my job. I'm gonna be passionate. I'm not gonna sit here. I ain't a wallflower.
All right, Jacob Dylan, Wallflowers.
Who's Jacob Dylan?
He's the lead singer of the Wallflowers and the son of Bob Dylan.
What songs did they? I used to really like.
With one headlights. Remember that one?
Baby's Black Balloon Makes You Cry. Is that a Wallflower song?
No, I think like that's Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, Goo Goo Dolls. It's a very similar genre.
Yeah. In fact, the Matchbox 20 channel on SiriusXM plays all three of those bands.
I'm not going to lie to you. My SiriusXM is out, and I've been listening to some pop music. This is Sabrina Carpenter.
She's got,
didn't know anything about her. She's got some hits.
She's very good.
She's got some hits. Did she become big because of Taylor Swift?
Discovered the hottest pop about Sabrina star Carpenter in the world right now?
I'll tell you what. I think Eleanor has been the most pleased without SiriusXM because now the only problem with those stations, they play the same three songs over. It'd be like us talking Packers. It's Sabrina Carpenter on some of those stations. They play the hits now.
So do we.
What's the Sabrina Carpenter song that's super popular?
Espresso.
Sing it a little bit.
Little sweet espresso.
That is the worst rendition of espresso.
I think I'd like a little Sabrina and Baby Black Balloon for the next 2 hours.
All right, we'll get the Goo Goo Dolls queued up. Matchbox 20.
A lot of requests from Old T today.
Well, I'm sweet. I'm not sour, even though you guys are trying to sour me.
Sweet tea.
Okay, so here's the only drawback.
Johnny projectors.
But no one's projecting.
No, you guys project.
I'm just going to state this as a fact. Tausch called for calls. He got five of them.
Well, let's get to them.
And then he started talking about Sabrina Carpenter and us projecting.
Y'all projected
and his
on
radio
old T.
Being out.
Y'all projected on old T, and I just said, don't project on old
T. It's Dame time. Dame time on season four.
Twisted T
of Behind the Bucks, the... maybe I like sweet tea versus sour tea. I'm on board with that. I'm also on board with Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. Explore it on the Bucks Audio Radio Network, Bucks Plus. You can find it on bucks.com/plus. Right now, they're talking about Damian Lillard's unlikely journey from a two-star high school recruit to a top 75 player in NBA history. The series, narrated by senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, reveals exclusive details of Dame's trade to the Bucks and experience with the team. You can find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Tausch asked for calls. You guys obliged. And then he started talking about other stuff. We will get to your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.